This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female-identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
The Guardian Leviosa.
Now on, you do as I do.
You may the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Herring, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, I'm Amanda, and with me today is my awesome, wonderful, hilarious, and promoting that BB lifestyle, Monica.
Promoting that BB lifestyle. While I do wear a shirt that does that, I'm always the first person to actually promote safe sex. So, yes, that is probably a bit too much for our podcast listeners that have no idea what's going on, but
if you want to join us live on Twitch, we record Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. UK time, live on twitch.tv/geekherring, and you can see these jokes come alive right before your eyes.
Exactly. That is very true. How are you doing?
Okay.
Okay. Okay is better than shit, so
yep.
So okay is
where we're going right now.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you right doing?
Now. Okay.
World's okayest co-hosts.
The world's okayest co-hosts. Yes. I mean, that's how life is sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to be grateful that it's okay and not at all. But this week we have another amazing episode, considering all our episodes are amazing all the time. And it's Geek Girls in the freaking news time. And I cannot believe, I'm not sure how you feel about this, but we're in September now. So how the fuck and where did this happen?
I don't know. I'm so confused. I'm like, it's September. I woke up just reeling that it's September. I'm like, how?
I turned around. And it was March, so it's still March for me. I will keep mentioning that it's March, because honestly, there is only 4 months until Christmas, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
4 months.
That's.
And then I'm also a year older in 4 months.
That's true. But do birthdays count during this year? Because me and my
during
dad
quarantine, yours don't count?
Nope. I turned 33 and a half and my dad turned 69 and a half.
I'm not sure if I'm. Maybe. I don't know. I still have to decide. I have 4 months to decide if I want to be and a half or if I want to be my full age, but there we go.
Maybe by December you'll be fine with it.
Maybe. Who knows? If I still think it's March in December, then a pretty cold March maybe, but March can also be cold, so it might as well be December.
Truth. So that geek girl in the news has been... It's been sad.
It has been a sad month. It's
no, I don't know about that. I mean, I think overall August in terms of like geeky news wasn't awful, but I feel like the last few days have been pretty hard, pretty rough.
Yeah, probably. And since that's closest time-wise, that's probably that one that sticks around. So that's why we want to start out with this week. With a little tribute to the one and only Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman, who really kind of super unexpectedly, because I had no fucking clue about any of this, as nobody really did, I think, passed away on Friday.
After 4 year long battle with colon cancer.
At the age of 43. So he basically... Nobody knew, like, we all didn't really know that this was going on. The only notice I had was that he passed away. And also that he was fighting the battle while he was filming all of Black Panther, which is just incredible. And people were assholes after he lost so much weight. And only now do we really know why all of that happened. And... like the entire Twitter can be a horrible place, but in times like this, I think you sometimes they sometimes remember that people can be decent. And you could find a lot of videos about Chadwick there and all the things he did. And not only was he an amazing actor, he must have been an incredible person. He got inspired by the likes of Denzel Washington, who paid for his school. And he also inspired a lot of actors and actresses coming after him, who are also black, by creating Black Panther, the one and amazing, super highly representative breakthrough movie for the black community, which was one of its kind, I think.
It was incredible. I was reading an article today where the director of Black Panther, Ryan Coogler, spoke about Chadwick and how impactful it was working with him. And it was actually Chadwick, his own idea to bring the language of Xhosa, and the native language that Chadwick and John Canny, who played T'Challa's father in the movie, King Chaka. And it was the native language in Africa that they grew up, that John knew. And Chadwick just decided that this was how he was going, that this was the official language of Wakanda. And he learned how to say the lines in Xhosa on that day. And it became part of the film. And I think that is just, it's so moving and it's so inspirational that, like, he's bringing the language of a country, of a people, to light in Marvel and just making it official canon. And, like, how damn, and, like, that's just incredible. Like, you go to the cinema and you see a language like that, just, I don't know. I read this article today and it was, like, gave me chills. And just reading through Twitter and Instagram and news stories and just all, like, since he passed away on Friday, just there's just been such an outpouring of love. And I've not been this moved over a celebrity's death, maybe ever, actually.
It was, for me, it was Robin Williams that got me just a bit more, because I felt like I had a, because of the movies, I had such a strong, like, strong connection. Is like super, it sounds so blasé, kind of. But Robin Williams movies hit super home for me personally. And that's why that irritated me. And because of all the circumstances surrounding his death and all. But that was like a super close second. I had no idea that this would, I didn't expect this to move me as much as it did when I got the news, and I couldn't believe it. And it was just, I don't know, someone we needed so much in a time like this, and then had to leave way too soon before his time. And that was just, yeah, super painful. And as Tom says in chat, that Black Panther has been the most important Marvel movie. And with that, I totally agree. Like, everything else you can basically see as some, I always think that pop culture is somehow educational in a way, and Marvel does touch on a lot of topics like in that way. But Black Panther was definitely one of its kind, and a revolutionary film at that, and changed so much for representation and for people to feel like they have a place there. I saw videos where there were black children and black people around the posters of Black Panther, and they were like, this is how you white people feel all the time. And I'm like, yeah, this is like this is the feeling of being seen and being a superhero and owning this, and not in a degrading way at all with Black Panther at all, but Wakanda with being this super highly developed state country and with having all the knowledge and with actually having so much power, is just such a good move for representation, and in general, just such a great movie. And yeah, I'm sad that someone else has to take his spot, or whatever they're going to do with that situation now. It's going to be really hard for whoever comes after Chadwick Boseman, I think.
There were he was one of a kind. He was a unique a unique soul and a unique person. And as this article that we're going to be linking in the show notes concludes, I can't read the whole thing out because I will probably cry. But it's basically talking about how ancestors are very important in African culture, and that your ancestors are the people that have passed on and are now looking out for you and moving forward or helping you. Like, they're just there in your life. And how now Chadwick is now an ancestor, and he will watch over us until we meet again. We've lost an amazing man, not just an amazing actor, from everything that has come out, like on social media over the last few days. An amazing person, amazing man.
Definitely. So may you rest in peace and in power. And
thank you.
I'm trying to say that Sen Lee and him are going to watch over all of us and what's going to continue to happen with Marvel in the next phase. And yes, let's move on with the article.
We've actually got a pretty positive rest of Geek Girl in the news, except for the next story.
Yes, but we're ending with a brighter...
the sad, and then the pissed off, and then all the happy stuff after.
Yeah, it's a good storyline.
So E3 retweeted an article about the 25 online games that women enjoy. And this article was shared in our Discord.
In chat, people are already like, oh no, not this one.
Yeah.
Yes, this one.
This one. And within,
it caused the whole discussion, which was really nice because that's what our Discord is for. So if you want to join us there, you can do so at geekcaring.com/Discord. We're having great discussions over there, and this was a result of one of those.
Yeah. So the article is no longer there. It has been taken down and replaced with the 25 games that gamers enjoy. And E3 quickly...
it took them, 4 hours?
I don't know. And they apologized. We messed up. We are taking down the post and apologizing for perpetuating a harmful stereotype. We will do better. Because let's talk about what kind of games this article said that women will enjoy playing. And now I will say that there are a lot of games on this that I personally enjoy playing.
I will say that there are not a lot of games on there that I personally like.
There's also a lot of games on here that my dad enjoys playing.
Oh, that does he? There are also games on there where I'm like, what the fuck were you thinking even putting that there kind of games?
So first, there's Sudoku. Who doesn't like playing a bit of Sudoku?
Yeah, I mean... generally, okay, I would be fine if that were one of 25. Let's just say that, because, yeah. Okay, Sayonara Wild Hearts is what it's called. So if one of you knows that game, good luck, because I have no idea what it is. Never seen it before. Candy Crush.
My dad's former favorite game, will confirm.
Never played it once in my life.
Harry Potter, Wizards Unite.
Which I'm not going to play ever again, ever anymore in my life.
Yeah. Animal Crossing's New Horizons.
Well, I can't. 800 hours speak against me right now.
I mean, it's kind of like, yes, women enjoy this game, but also so do men, and so do non-binary people, and just like everybody fucking loves Animal Crossing.
It's not a game. Everybody needs to fucking love Animal Crossing, right? Because, yeah. Number 6 is Overwatch, which I downloaded it, but never played it once. Couldn't figure it out. Left it lying there. And I think then it starts when it also gets a bit weird, because the next one is Solitaire.
I mean, nothing wrong with the card game, but really,
it's like, who didn't play Solitaire on the Windows computer when it was available, right? Because that was the only game that you could play when there was nothing else on there. So everybody can fucking play Solitaire.
Sims 4. Again, game for everyone.
Stardew Valley. Also, game for everyone.
Spelunky.
Never heard. Don't know what it is.
Same. Bejeweled Classic. Can confirm my mom loves the shit out of Bejeweled.
I already love that the next sentence after the title is, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Am I right, ladies? And I'm like...
oh, yeah. You're right.
Fuck you sideways, what?
And then there is Bang Dream, Girls Band Party.
I don't even know.
Casino
it
World.
Sounds a bit like it sounds a bit like porn, to be honest. Bang
it
Dreams,
does. Girl like, Band Party. Okay, apparently it's about drums.
I just skimmed through the article and it suddenly said sex there and I'm like, what? But then it just said for the opposite sex.
Oh. And then there's Casino World.
Because only women go into casinos in real life as well, right?
Yeah. Star Chef Cooking Game.
Because women need to cook.
Barefoot and Pregnant in the Kitchen, so make sure that she's also playing games.
Barefoot and Pregnant?
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's like such a misogynistic view of women, but it's a true one. True misogynistic. Oh yeah, it's like, how do you want your wife? I want her barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. Somebody in chat confirmed this.
Barefoot part at all?
It's just a thing that men say.
Maybe those people who ask if they can lick off feet in chat, maybe those are the same people who want their women barefoot and pregnant. Tiny Wings is the next one.
Never even heard of it.
Same. It's a mobile game, apparently.
Yeah. I just want to confirm that Frasley has heard of what I just said. It must be a North American thing. Thank you, Frasley.
Okay, maybe. I mean, nobody here would ever say that to me, so I guess that's also the reason why I've never heard it. Maybe some UK people can confirm that they've also heard it, and it's just an English thing.
Maybe. Heyday, which sounds like Farmville. Remember Farmville?
Oh, yeah, Facebook. I did play that a bit.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, the next one is what killed me. I am not going to lie.
Kim Kardashian
Hollywood Adventure. What?
Create your own celebrity story. Join Kim Kardashian in Hollywood.
This is the test.
Personally, I didn't even know Kim Kardashian had a game.
Number one, yes. And number two, who is sane enough who wants to play a Kim Kardashian game? Those are the people who...
I will say that Dennis, our moderator in chat, has just admitted that they played Kim Kardashian.
Sorry, Dennis. I'm pretty sorry if I insulted you, but honestly, what the fuck? And I will say it again. Who in their right mind will play Kim Kardashian Hollywood Adventure?
Then there's Harvest Moon, Seeds of Memories.
What is that? No, that's one of the... Oh, that's because it all has to do with farming in a way and with grinding and with cooking and with food and with household duties and stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely noticing a trend with these.
Yeah. House Flipper is the next one. And I'm like, why? Yep. Why though?
Same. Just Dance 2020. Okay, I mean, like, Just Dance is a legit game. If I'm going to be coined for being a woman who plays a game, I'm down with it being Just Dance.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I downloaded the demo, but yeah. Yes, I might live in Farmer Germany, but really the only farming game that I do enjoy is Animal Crossing. I tried it with Stardew Valley. I was kind of, I don't know, it was cute, not cute enough, and I had to walk so fast, and I got tired so quickly that pissed me off. And in Animal Crossing, it's just the music and everything is just wholesome. That's what caught me. But usually I'm not a grinder. Or a farmer in games. It's not usually my jam, even though I'm from Farmer Germany. Next one is Disney Code Illusion. And there it says, who says coding
is for males? Oh. Yeah.
Disney definitely doesn't. Right. Disney is known for his progressive views around women and all. After registering, players learn various coding languages by playing with characters like Queen Elsa, Ariel, and Wreck-It Ralph. Plus, they get a gorgeous physical magic book to go along with the online game. Are we talking about what? Are we talking about games for kids now? Because that's really mostly what it feels like reading through this.
Yeah, to be honest, like that kind of sounds like a cool game.
I would like coding, but why do I need to do this with Queen Elsa, and Ariel?
Because it gets those princess-obsessed little girls into coding. I totally see the marketing in that, to be honest, but it's not something that I would get interested in at 33 and a half years of age.
The article doesn't talk about 25 games that you can get your girl into tech kind of situation.
I'm just saying, like, this game actually sounds pretty good for children.
Yes.
Not for
children. I would totally get that, because that would be probably the first thing I would do to, if, as we established in with a horrible book in book club, to counterweigh. Anyway, a whole different topic. But yes, child, probably great kids game if you have a girl and she's a princess and you want to teach her coding, then please buy that game. It's probably worth it.
Yeah. Next, we have the Game of Life.
An online version, apparently.
I guess. Okay. We're just nothing to say there.
No.
Just Drawful 2. But again, that's another one that I think is pretty universal. Everybody loves a bit of Drawful.
Also, yes, universal.
Love Letter. You are the suitor, and you are competing the bachelor style to get your love letter to the princess. Now you must bluff, draw, and play for her affection.
I want to throw up in my mouth right now. Sorry. That just happened.
Yeah.
The next one is one that I would that I stand 100% behind and that improved my life because I played it. And that's Tetris. Because I wouldn't be able to fill my dishwasher with that much stuff had I not played Tetris when I was a kid.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, basically this entire article of these games for women are just like simple, pleasant games that many people in this world will enjoy because they help your brain calm down.
Probably, yes.
Except for Overwatch, which is like bang, bang, shoot, shoot.
And except for Kim Kardashian, because that would never in the world in a million years wind me down. It would only wind me up. That's true. It would just
melt my brain. I would feel like it would be seeping out of my ears.
100%. And nobody, and also the sad, sad, super sad part about all of this is that it's a woman who wrote this article. And
woman, do you know women? Did
she consider that she asks an actual gamer person? Because from actually reading that article, I 100% can say that she has no friends in that area and also is not really one to play. So yes.
I love what McMonkeys just said in our chat. She said, women have to calm their brains because of all the shit that men throw at them.
That is very true.
Love.
Preach it.
Louder for everyone in the back.
That is true. Also, I just like to catch up what or bring to attention again what Dennis in chat said. It's namely that Kim Kardashian, such a horrible, horrible game. Can't stop repeating it. Don't buy this game. So yes, let's please for the love of all that is holy to you, do proper research, number one. And also, are you really just interested in sad blasé stories for on TV as well? Because I, even though you might like the odd love story that you're watching, you also like probably gonna like really interesting movies that have complex characters and that have a lot of shit going on. And it's not just only Grey's Anatomy 24/7 all the time. And also, men can also watch Grey's Anatomy, right, Dennis? So there is no reason why these games that have been listed should be the ones that women play. Also, games are not usually divided by whatever gender you have, and everybody enjoys their own little kind of game in whatever circumstance they're living in, right? Like, some people really love the odd ego shooter or the odd shooter, and the other ones don't. So why should we not be able to play any or all of the games?
I've decided that I'm going to write a new article for our website.
Perfect.
It's going to be entitled Games That Women Play.
Perfect.
And it's going to say, women can play whatever the fuck games they want. Stop with your misogynistic bullcrap.
The end.
That's it. That's the story.
Cool. Perfect. End of article. Awesome.
Cool.
So yeah, it didn't go down well for E3. Considering it's quite a big platform, it's also quite embarrassing that no one in this entire process ever questioned that this article should go out or not. And I'm like, how the fuck does that even happen? But then at least they apologized for it, but what else, what other thing can they do? But yeah, I mean, I guess it's better than no apology at all. We have to take it for what it's worth right now, and we see if they really do better on the long run and going forward, hopefully.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's all we can do because, yes, they've retweeted something. Yes, they have taken it back. Yes, the article is actually gone. We only had access to it thanks to the magic of the internet. And
yeah, because nothing, everything remembers. The Wayback Machine is life, just saying.
But we've also got some good video game news.
Yes.
The news that Warcraft nerds have been waiting for. Drumroll, please. Shadowlands. Oh, yeah. Terrible, terrible drumroll. We definitely need that as a sounder.
Wow. I tried my very best. What the fuck?
The latest World of Warcraft expansion, Shadowlands, finally has a release date. October 26th and 27th. So, like, less than 2 months away. What?
Why are there 2 days?
Because it's universal release. So it's actually kind of getting released at the same time across the world. And for some of the world, that's going to be on the 26th. And for the other side of the world, that's the 27th.
Get it. I get it all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for you, Warcraft nerds.
Me too. I don't think.
Aww.
For a while, because
internet.
Internet, it's not going to work. But I'm so excited for everybody that gets to play it, and I'm only like really jealous that everybody's going to get to play it. And then, like, one day I'll be able to come back.
Yeah, I'm excited for you when it happens. Is there any accompanying news with that? What is so exciting about Shadowlands? Let me know. Let us know for people who have no clue.
Shadowlands is the latest Warcraft expansion where they're going into the afterlife-ish. Is that how we're going to say it? It's like the afterlife, right? Like, so it's kind of here is Azeroth, and then there's this tower, and then up on the other side of the tower is like where people go when they die. But we're like, as your character and you're here, you're going there to try to solve all the problems of the world. Obviously, I am a Warcraft news podcaster, and this is legit Warcraft news. And yeah, there's some really cool things about it. There's like 4 factions, and you get to choose which faction you're in. And there's like, I don't know.
Exciting news.
That's exciting news. I don't know enough about it to be able to like really properly give some in-depth information. Tom's telling me this is great info. Thanks, Tom. I agree.
No spoilers also.
I should definitely be applying for the co-host position on Scrubs vs. the World because I would be a great Warcraft reporter. And
I mean, we were almost a Warcraft podcast for a while, so that's just has been a while ago.
It's been a while since I played. It's been a while since I've like kept up with the news, but I thought that it was, you know, it's important news for geek girls. Okay, we love us some Warcraft.
I remember we watching all the stuff about the BlizzCon situation. I remember we watched it together, but I don't remember shit about it. Yeah. But I remember excitement in general. So it's going to be good, I guess.
It will be good. And it will be good. So congratulations, Warcraft nerds, myself included. I just can't play it. And yeah, prepare yourselves.
And don't forget to take the time off that you need for when the the expansion is released, because I know how it goes. People will do that, and people will need that, because I have one of those at home myself who does that for other games. So,
and in our next bit of good news, our favorite under screen timed Star Wars actress Kelly Marie Tran is officially becoming a Disney princess.
Yay.
She is voicing the lead in the upcoming animated film Raya and the Last Dragon. And this, like, the aesthetic of this is so pretty. I've seen a few pictures, and, like, honestly, I'm here for it. It's set in a jungle, and she rides, I don't know what kind of animal is this?
Looks like a turtle, but it actually looks like this caterpillar that rolls itself down when you touch it, but way, way bigger.
Yeah. I think it looks like
a roach,
a pill bug. maybe.
A pillbug. I should know that from Animal Crossing. I caught a few of those.
The creators call it an insect version of an armadillo.
Oh.
And its name is Tuk Tuk.
Wow. That cultural appropriation. But it's an Asian movie, so I guess it's fine.
Yeah. Raya is a total warrior. When she was a kid, she was excited to get her sword, and she grows up to be a really badass, gritty warrior who can take care of herself.
Nice. I'm getting hardcore Moana vibes here.
Yeah, this looks like it's going to be phenomenal. Just from this article and just from this picture, like, I'm here for it.
I have had no idea that this is coming at all. So I was totally irritated by the article and was like, what are you talking about, Last Dragon? I have no idea. But there we go. I'm excited.
Raya is the daughter of the chief of the Heartlands, one of the five lands in the fictional kingdom of Kumandra. Years ago, dragons and humans lived in harmony until monsters known as Droom invaded, forcing the dragons to sacrifice themselves and save humanity. Raya's father was also killed, and the film follows her journey as a warrior to find the last dragon who she believes can save Kumandra.
It's kind of a combination of Mulan and Moana.
Mm. There's vibes here. It sounds great, actually. And like they say in this article, it's adding much needed diversity to the Disney princess canon.
Are any of the hardcore, because apparently the process of becoming a Disney princess is not solely connected to the fact whether or not you're a female lead in a Disney movie. So, because I think there are a few Disney leads that have not yet been officially added to the princess situation, because that's apparently an entire thing. So I think, for example, Merida is not even in there or something. So there are a few that are not really, really? In there.
I thought Merida was.
Disney princesses.
We do have an episode slated in to actually talk about Disney princesses as a whole, like a whole episode topic about that. So, you know, we probably should actually.
Do we have that?
It was a requested and it's in our list of episodes.
Oh, cool. Then let's do that. Because it's really fascinating. I started to read up on that because I had a chat with Anna a while ago about this. And I remember that they get to have a whole ceremony, like when they take someone into the club of the official Disney princess.
Mm.
So yes, let's do this. I think that's exciting. Yeah. It's super fucking weird at the same time as well. So, but yes, I'm here for more Disney movies. I feel like we haven't had an animated one in a while now. Like one that you're going to be like a huge one where you're going to be like, yay.
Well, there was Frozen 2, right?
But that seemed so long ago.
I haven't seen it. So I can't even.
You have not seen it? You're missing out.
Okay,
we're gonna get Mulan though, so just so you know, I looked into it. So yay, new complex female characters in Disney, fuck yeah. They don't just follow a prince and, I don't know, want to get married and have tiny little babies. Yay, I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm. And this leads us to another strong-ass female character in a new movie coming out at the end of September. We mentioned it last week. And we're bringing it up again this week because, awesome, Enola Holmes releases on September 23rd. And fuck yeah. Amanda, I watched a trailer this morning. I lost my shit. It's amazing.
This is so soon. We will fall over three times and then it will be out.
I know.
Oh, we just watched the trailer for Enola Holmes and it's epic.
It's gonna be so good.
Oh my god, I love Millie Bobby Brown. And I mean, I would lie if I'm not gonna say that. Oh my fucking god, Henry Cavill. I'm so excited.
So we need to talk about Henry Cavill, actually.
Well, of course we need to talk about Henry Cavill. We have such a horrible life to need to talk about Henry Cavill before we talk about the female lead in this fucking amazing trailer movie thing of a movie.
I don't even know what to talk about first. What do we talk about first? Just this movie. I cannot wait. I absolutely cannot.
I had no idea this is gonna, I mean, this is What do you want to talk about Henry Cavill? I feel there are two sides. We need to do our podcast proper justice. We cannot just gush about Henry Cavill for 5 hours, which I really want to do, you guys.
Okay, so there was a lot of like pissed off people on the internet, on the social medias, about Henry Cavill playing Sherlock Holmes because he's too buff and he's too swole, and that's not the way that Sherlock Holmes should be portrayed, and like fucking bullshit. Okay, number one. Yes. Number two, Sherlock Holmes is always the actor who plays Sherlock Holmes is always hot for that time period. Always.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter, like,
and also who was Tony Stark. Robert Downey Jr. I have issues with names today. Robert Downey Jr. is also not the skinny. I mean, of course, he's not as swole as Henry Cavill is, but he's also more muscular than I don't know, the Benedict Cumberbatch was, for example. Or at least, mm-hmm. like, in my head, I have him bigger as Benedict Cumberbatch because he was just very, like, athletic and skinny and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, every single iteration of Sherlock is an attractive man for that time period. Like the first one, there's like not easy access to the video. But he was played by John Barrymore. Like a pretty attractive man, chiseled jawline, nice eyebrows, good set of hair.
Nice eyebrows, good set of hair.
You know. And then we've got Basil Rathbone, who is like quintessential Sherlock, but super hot for that time period.
Mm.
Like really, really chiseled like chin and like a really nice nose and like just that super kind of British hotness from like the 60s. Like
British hotness from
British the 60s. Hotness. You know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like it's that I think what makes Sherlock Holmes so attractive also is his untouchable demeanor, like his mysteriousness. That's what makes them hot, and it doesn't even matter what they actually look like, because as I mentioned like in last week or something, I wasn't that much into Benedict Cumberbatch before I watched Sherlock, and I'm like, why does everybody find him so hot? He has a kind of mm-hmm. a weird face and all that. But then I watched Sherlock and then I knew, right? Because right. It's the kind of the portrayal of the role that makes them so much more attractive than whatever they actually look like. I mean, mm-hmm. now I do find them attractive as well, but that's just because I always kind of need some kind of character with the people.
Of course. Then there's Johnny Lee Miller, who plays Sherlock in Elementary. There's Robert Downey Jr. in what are arguably some of the best Sherlock films ever,
in my opinion.
Okay. And now Henry Cavill. Like,
I'm here for that.
I'm here for it.
I'm very here for that.
Yeah.
He has this... I don't know what it is about him, to be fair, because it's not like I'm like, yay, swoldom and all that, but man, he built a gaming PC. He got me there. Mm-hmm. But yes, aside from hot as fuck Henry Cavill, Bobby Millie Brown.
Mm-hmm. And she is playing Enola Holmes, and it's... I couldn't think of somebody better to play. I think that there's like such a cheeky attitude to her. And
yes.
Just
the combination could there be anything more perfect than the combination of Bobby Millie Brown and Helena Bonham Carter? No.
Just seeing that like interaction between the two, like in the first scenes of that trailer where they're fighting and like not arguing, but like they're actually fighting with swords, like sword fighting.
Yeah.
And playing badminton, was it? Or ping pong? And like, I don't know. There's just like, there's that energy and the chemistry and just...
100%. Yeah, I think that if Helena Bonham Carter raised a girl, it would be Millie Bobby Brown.
Right.
Like, she would be the one who'd be like, fuck this shit. We're going to do it our way or no way at all. And mm-hmm. that's how we're going to do it and all that. It is a
movie. So Tom Turtle in our chat has just asked if it's a series or a mini series, and it's actually a film. It's a standalone movie that explores Enola's. It actually follows books that were written by Nancy Springer, which follows a new homes for a new generation. So what is what it's called or what it's kind of about. So yeah, I'm kind of excited about this. Like, so it looks like Sherlock is playing the like kind of the older brother who's encouraging her to be her own woman. And then we've got
if that wouldn't be the case, I would quit this.
Right. And then there's Mycroft, who's like super strict and is like really disapproving that she's trying to be anything but a prim and proper Victorian lady.
Then she can't embroider. You can't embroider. Too good.
Yeah. So I absolutely cannot wait. And just for everybody's records, we're recording our Geek Herring reviews of this on October 6th, releasing on October 9th, because Geek Girl in the News comes out just the week before it. So we can't wait. Absolutely cannot wait to talk about this.
Yes, 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 yes. It's going to happen. It's going to be great. We're going to geek out all over it. And it's probably going to be an episode with a lot of, oh my God, how fucking hot is Henry Cavill? But also we tried to add a bit of substance to it as well.
we normally do. We normally balance, like our Witcher episode, we balance the Henry Cavill heat with, you know, some actual.
Well, but that was more because I wasn't that super into that. But now he built a gaming PC now, Amanda. Things have changed.
Okay.
So join us on September 6th.
October 6th.
Oh, yeah, same, but different. October 6th, live on twitch.tv/geekherring.
And just come and hang out there anyways, because we do like this live, and we do book club chats, and we do community games and story games and all the games.
Yes.
So like, it's a fun pretty cool place to hang out with on Twitch. Yeah,
I would say
I don't know what I just said, but I think I said it right.
You did say it right, I think. Otherwise, I would have said something worse before, or something that was more wrong. Either way, so excited about Enola Holmes. It's going to be great. It's going to be epic, and it's going to be what I would have wanted when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to be. And fuck yeah.
Excitement.
That's it for this week, isn't it?
That's it. That was our last story.
That was our last story.
Yeah, like I said, it started sad and then some anger, and then we had a lot of good news this month. August was not terrible for gaming news. It's refreshing after a little bit of
That was June.
Yeah.
Yeah, but August was nice. It wasn't too bad. Mm-hmm. And it was exciting.
Indeed.
Cool beans. So
see you next week.
Bye.
If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.